On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who would vote for anyone who first offered him Colton's chop steak and steak fries, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Got to remember not to yell that. I don't want it to spike. Welcome to all our friends and listeners all over the world. And yes, Colton's chopped sirloin and steak fries is outstanding, but I would never eat dog. So, there's that.
So you're a Romney fan then, I take it.
Well, I would never strap a dog to the roof of my car either.
So you're looking at whoever the Libertarian candidate is going to be.
I'm thinking Buddy Romer.
There
I
you go.
unless Mike Bloomberg would agree to run the great diminutive savior.
He's Moses.
The ultimate middle-of-the-road great consensus man.
Mm-hmm.
Who will end the wars and put an end to trans fat at the same time.
So how's things down there in God's country today?
A little bit of a cool start to the day, but it's going to be gorgeous.
Ah,
sunny. Started out in the low 40s, heading for around 70 degrees. I don't think you can ask for much better than that.
That sounds identical to what we're having here today.
Yeah. Be a good day to go fishing or something like that, if you're into that sort of thing.
Yes.
Which I haven't been fishing in years and years.
I used to fish every weekend. My dad would take us fishing. And then I started the tradition with Rhino 4 or 5 years ago. However, he was more into throwing rocks into the lake. And so we discontinued that practice.
It does kind of disrupt the fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that when you finally get one, you know, he screams, ah, don't touch it, don't touch it. Ew. But I only did catch and release. I'm a humane fisherman. I know.
Oh, that's how we were too, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, we would go fishing and, you know, catch catfish up on Bull Shoals Lake, and Dad would fry it up, but it wasn't that good. So anyway, how are things in the greater Bagwine area?
Very nice, very calm. As I mentioned, the weather is perfect. Not a cloud in the sky. And although there's a little, you know, Wednesdays I have a little problem. It's no nap Wednesday. So I'm going to be a little irritable at the no beer mine tonight.
Yep, the old no nap Wednesday. That was a big big kink in your plans.
It does. I'm used to it.
Yeah. And we got a few people have wandered into the chat room.
Yeah, I see
our
that.
Our guest who was in the chat room before the show and actually has stayed into the show, which is a little different
for
us. We usually have guests before the show, and they usually leave before we start.
I know. We're going to have to mark this day down.
Yep. And, of course, we have T.L. Walker
yes.
hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Dana Lou is here.
Yes.
And, of course, Vinny would have been here, but he had a fake meeting to go to.
He had, yes. I think he and Dana are taking turns with the fake meeting.
Yep. And, of course, if you're wondering who Vinny is, we're talking about Vinny Bond from Music on the Couch every Monday at 9 p.m. Central right here on Blog Talk Radio. Schedule your meetings for that time. So you got any shout-outs?
Oh. Yeah, well, I believe you have another shout-out, too.
I have another shout-out here for some friends of ours. We want to say hola to our good friends over at the Guys with Issues podcast featuring Mr. Johnny Sparkles. You can find them over at Mars Comedy. Just go to marscomedy.com, click podcast, and it'll take you to their podcast. It's a pretty good show, Matt. They got a guy there that does a pretty decent Christopher Walken impression.
Oh.
And this is synergy right here between the two shows. They had the Miley Cyrus side boob hour. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent. You know
so
what
you
I say?
Tell.
You know yeah. what I say whenever I see a side boob shot of Miley, don't you?
What is that?
Of
the sound effects
if,
are free, people.
Exactly. Of course, if Johnny Sparkle's name was Johnny Sprinkles, I would think it was a porn site, not
yeah,
a
exactly.
site.
Exactly. It's so close.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, check them out. Good
yeah.
show.
That'd be great. I have one shout-out, Jay. Yesterday on the IWS website, which you can read every day, full of fun stuff and hot chicks, at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com, I noticed we had a hit from the Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So that's pretty big.
Wow.
Yes. And then I went to
people checking this out.
Yeah, and I went to check what how they came about us, and evidently they did a Google search, which led them to the picture of the lovely Ms. Tamra in her thigh highs, applying lipstick. So
okay then.
So those
we see everyone is hard at work.
That's right. So only 2 days up on the website from last Sunday. The lovely Ms. Tamra is big in the Netherlands.
There you go. You might let her know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we haven't been able to creep her out, maybe that can.
Yeah, well, the Dutch people are pretty creepy.
Yes, they are. All right. And I want to send a little shout-out to my BFF, the lovely and the wonderful Miss Warrior Cat. Who is, you're not going to believe this, Matt, working today.
Oh, what a shocker.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, she's working today because she is just such a wonderful, nice person. She agreed to switch schedules with one of her coworkers who desperately needed the day off. And, you know, Kat's just the type of person who will make those sacrifices for people.
She's caring and giving.
Yes, very much so. So, all right.
So, yeah.
Here we go.
Big show, big show. Got a big
show.
Steel cage death match.
It is on. Game on. Romney versus Obama.
Mm-hmm. No holds barred.
No holds barred.
And I'm sure there won't be. Not with all that money coming up in this election cycle.
No. No. No, they, with Rick Santorum dropping out, there's pretty much nothing left between Romney and the nomination. He's going to win huge next Tuesday in New York and Pennsylvania and Jersey and all that.
And yet,
and yet
Santorum has yet to endorse him.
Yeah, he didn't endorse him. He dropped out. He didn't even mention Romney's name. But it would be kind of hilarious if Santorum won Pennsylvania now.
I know.
After dropping
out. I was
out.
Thinking the same thing.
And not, you know, like, be the more, the less he campaigns, the more popular he is, the less people have to hear from him.
I can see that, too.
Yeah. But anyway, you know that Romney currently has 666 delegates. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
It's a shame he doesn't have six more.
All right. Well, there we go.
All right.
Expert analysis.
Thanks, guys.
Well, the see, they've already started the little games they play. Obama has started organizing in Arizona, saying that he thinks that they can snag Arizona for the Democrats this time around.
Mm-hmm. I've got something to say about that.
Okay.
I've broken down the Electoral College map, Jay.
Oh.
As it stands right now, according to Real Clear Politics, leaning or in the pocket of Obama, he has 227 electoral votes. Now, Romney only has 170, according to their map. However,
and how many do you need?
You need 271, or 270. 270. Yeah, that's right. Here's where Romney's going to make it up. North Carolina, there's 15. Florida, 29. Ohio, 18. And then he's going to snag Colorado with 9 and Missouri, the state of 18 primaries, which never seem to matter. He gets to 251. So he's still 20 short.
Okay.
Well, with Bob, Governor the Bob guy in Virginia, he's got Virginia.
McConnell.
260, yep.
Bob McDonald.
Yep. 264. New Hampshire, 268. And the state that puts him over the top, the only one-syllable state in the country, Maine, 272.
And that's how you think Mitt Romney gets to the White House.
That's it. He loses
that
the
Mitt
popular
Romney,
vote.
Mitt Romney.
Yep.
You know, he's going to lose the popular vote.
I think so.
He's going to lose the popular vote, yet still win North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio.
That is correct.
Three very big states.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bluest state in the union, Maine, is going to go Republican for the first time since Reagan.
There you go.
All righty then.
Write it down.
I did. I wrote it down, all right.
Laugh now. Cry later.
Okay. Well, does the fact that Romney is quite a bit behind in North Carolina, Florida, Colorado, Virginia, New Hampshire, and Maine bother you?
No.
No? Oh, no. He's going to make that up, you think?
Yeah, I had a dream the other night.
Okay, well, what's he going to do to make it up? I mean,
he's going to be himself.
He's just going to lay on the old charm, is he?
He's going to be all himself. That's what I should say.
Oh. he's gonna. He's gonna go to North Carolina and eat barbecue, and then he's gonna go to Ohio and go up to Cleveland and put on a Union hat.
Hey, he did very well in Cleveland.
But among Republicans.
Well,
among
true.
Republicans.
Yeah. Now I'm telling you.
You know, the media tends to pretend that primaries are the same as statewide votes with everybody voting. They forget about these things sometimes.
J-Man, I have my pulse on the Buckeye State. And the O-Man's going down. The O-Man's going down here.
It's entirely possible. 4 years ago, our friend down the road from you there in Dayton, old Dirk, told me that he had a pulse on the Buckeye State. As he drove around his neighborhood, he saw nothing but McCain-Palin signs, and he declared Ohio no chance for Obama. And, didn't quite work out.
Well, he was wrong.
Yeah, he was. Well, he's always wrong. He's very often wrong.
Well, he's not the map man.
Well, I have to say that following your map, I'm just going to say that Romney's not going to win Maine, and that will drop him a few electoral votes.
Okay.
And I would say that I think that Obama's going to win every state that he won in 08, minus Indiana.
Indiana's gone.
Indiana's definitely gone. And he will possibly lose North Carolina.
Uh-huh. See?
Well, that still leaves him with a huge win.
He loses Virginia.
No, he's going to win Virginia. Virginia is blue now.
Okay.
But here's the way it's going to work. He's going to win either North Carolina or Virginia, and I predict Virginia. And he's going to win either Florida or Ohio, and I predict Florida.
Okay. And if any of our guests have an opinion on this, they could always call into the Stupid. What?
No, I'm just saying, one of our guests has an opinion that he's from Dayton. T.L. Walker here is in our chat room from Dayton.
He's from Dayton?
That's right.
Well,
not far from Bonner. So there you go.
I don't know where Bonner is. Is he talking about Frank, the late Frank Bonner? I don't know.
But anyway, yes, the hotline. The phone lines are open, aren't they?
As they always are at 661-244-9852. This week sponsored by Frank Luntz. All the focus group you'll ever need.
Yeah, oh, God. He's got the focus groups, all right.
Oh, God.
All right, so, Boehner. Not far from Boehner, he says.
Oh, okay, yeah, Boehner.
Yeah, Boner, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crybaby. Anyway, that's your representative, or will be your representative.
Yeah,
after
he's been
this redistricted next round.
Up here to bag wine.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, redistricting matters not necessarily in the presidential race, but it certainly matters in the Democrats' attempts at taking over the House. Redistricting probably means that they really have no real chance at it. What's his name there? The 538.com went back and ran all the numbers on every presidential race since World War II, and he says that even under all the new redistricting plans, it didn't change. It would not have changed any of the presidential elections, the electoral votes.
Really?
Under the new, you know, as people have, some states have lost electoral votes, some have gained. So it has balanced out every time. So.
Man, this is quite the mature show.
It is. It's a little too mature right now. We need.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me lighten it up, J-Man.
Okay.
Mitt's going to pull out his secret weapon.
Ooh.
You know what that is?
What's that?
It's his sense of humor. as demonstrated when he did an interview with Diane Sawyer. Let me play this for you.
Okay.
Who's funnier, you or President Obama?
I have no idea how funny he is in real life. And people don't know me terribly well from the kinds of pranks we play and what it's like in a home with five boys. But most of our dinner table events were involving humor of one kind or another, most of which can't be repeated on the air.
See?
And to make sure you know that he's funny, he's got a little studio audience traveling with him everywhere. he'll be the only presidential candidate, the first presidential candidate since Adlai Stevenson, who needs an applause and laughter sign to come on for his grounds.
He does have a problem. Oh my God.
Well, he has quite a biting sense of humor, no doubt
yes,
about it.
He does.
Hilarious guy. And you know what? He's got a tough decision to make here.
What's that?
He's got a tough decision to make. He's got to decide on a running mate.
Yes, he does.
And I tell you what, the list is long and indistinguished for him to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, just kind of running down through some of the possibilities. We got Chris Christie. That's not going to happen.
No.
Christie would overshadow him.
Yes.
He's bold and he's direct, and Mitt Romney hates both of those things.
Yeah,
and you got Rick Rubio.
Yeah.
He's only 40 years old.
That's a little young.
That is a little young. I refuse to vote for anybody younger than me at this point. And, of course, him and the governor of New Mexico, Susan Martinez, have the same problem, and that is that Republicans love their Latin members unless those Latin members get a little too close to power.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he would... You know, he could cover, make up for his gender gap thing. If he wanted to cover both the woman, the gender issue, and select a woman, and the Hispanic gap that he has, he could always select Rita Moreno.
Is she still alive?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, that would be an excellent choice. And it would also add a sense of humor to his campaign because she's
exactly.
funny.
Hey, just Romney Romano, Olay.
And if she says no, Ray Romano's out there. Romney Romano.
That's nice. Very alliterative.
Uh huh.
And I thought if he wanted to make up for his excitement gap. You know, because he's not the most exciting man in the world. He could choose Mitch McConnell.
The turtle. Yeah, he could always choose Mitch McConnell, and that would, that would bring him that, state of Kentucky, a tough one for him to win.
that's going to be almost as tough as Arkansas, probably.
Yeah, almost. Almost. Of course, again, our friend down the road from you there in Dayton, Mr. Dirk, says that it's going to be Rick Santorum, which is, of course, how we know it won't be Rick Santorum. But it won't be Rick Santorum because that reignites the war on women, and Santorum is a putz.
Yes. So. And J-Man, someone called in on the Franklin's hotline, so let me get to that call.
Let's do it.
937, you're with Stupid.
What's up, Stupid?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on in the big radio world today?
Oh, we're just discussing the upcoming election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
Oh, well, that ought to be a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Once Barack throws down, Mitt will take off running like a scared chicken.
Are you saying that you think Mitt's a little weak?
I believe he's a big talker.
Oh.
Not much of what you would probably say as a real assuring kind of a fellow when it comes to a real debate.
Hmm.
I don't know
well,
if they'll allow him to bring all of his money to the debate or not. They might.
Yeah. Well, he claims he's from the streets.
Oh, I'm sure he is from the streets.
Wall
I
Street.
Heard he was going to hire a bunch of Oompa Loompas so he could help control all the little people. I mean, that's just the word.
That's
word
the word
on the street,
is it?
He's trying to get all the little people to back him up. Steal him from Obama.
Hey, quick shout out. Arriving in the chat room fashionably late is our wonderful,
oh,
lovely,
yeah,
and extremely talented friend, whatever Joe.
Hello, Joe.
How you doing, baby?
Wow.
All right.
So, caller, who are you going to be voting for this this November?
Well, you know, if I was allowed to vote, it would probably go for this new fella, Mississippi Mike, that I've been hearing about that's kind of, you know, just keeping his mouth shut till the last minute. I think he's about ran out of time, though.
Oh, he's ran out of a lot of things.
I think he has.
I heard he's going to be on that show, Gator. He's going out there catching some gators. He's the only one that can understand them fellas.
Okay.
You guys ever seen that show, Gators? Some Gator Hunters?
I've seen Swamp People. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same show.
Okay.
But the problem is there never end no swamps. They're always out there catching them damn gators.
What?
It's like a whole other world.
See,
here's
the weird thing about that, dude, is that watery area, you know, with all the grasslands and the water and everything, that's called a swamp.
Oh, I see. That's where I'm messing up. That'll teach you to miss that geography class. Yeah, that's like when you if you ever just sit down and listen to them guys when they're talking, it's like they're from a different, you know, country. I want them gator boy, gotta want them gator, get them gator, shoot a gator in the head. What the fuck was that?
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Yeah, after the show, I'll switch this to mature instead of everybody's show. Cool. Go ahead.
You get the bleep, bleep, bleep. Now, I got a dumpster diver out here.
Oh, you better go catch him.
I think I'm glad to go out here and see what he's getting out of my trash.
Okay.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Later.
All right, later.
All right.
Go get after that dumpster diver.
Uh-huh. And we got 1 minute left in the live stream, so if you want to hurry in, call in at 661-244-9852 on the Gator Hotline, evidently.
Yeah. Call in, talk about swamp people.
Uh-huh.
And dumpster diving, if you want.
And dumpster diving.
All right, good times there.
Yes.
Where were we? Where were we, Matt?
I can't. Well, we were trying to be mature.
Oh, the running mate. Yeah, we were being mature, and we were talking about the running mate.
Mm-hmm.
We got Nikki Haley.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And Bobby Jindal.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit of a problem. He's kind of made a fool of himself a couple of times, and he was an anchor baby, so. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Of course, it apparently it's not a problem if you're a Republican anchor baby like Michelle Malkin.
Yes.
That is the most self-loathing person in the history of the world right there.
I cannot stand that woman.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. She's kind of hot.
No, she's not.
But she writes these articles railing against anchor babies, and it turns out she was an anchor baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day somebody referred to her, you know, she's a Filipino-American. Somebody referred to her as Asian-American, and she just lost her shit. She went bonkers screaming about that. I was like, God, you know, save the self-loathing tirades for the therapist. Girl, come on.
Yes. Although, well, you mentioned Nikki Haley. There's a problem with that, you know, at least according to Juan Williams, because I don't know if, you know, anyone would vote for a Native American. As
yeah. And, of course, Mitch Daniels, he's a weirdo.
Yeah. There's Mr. Excitement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And plus, would Romney really pick someone whose wife bosses him around? I don't think so.
Exactly. Exactly. His wife's a little too uppity for the Romneys.
Exactly.
And yeah, although he does have, he and Joe Biden have similar hair.
Yes, they do. Good point.
Paul Ryan looks like Eddie Munster.
Yes, he does.
That's a problem. That, of course, if you take Ryan as your running mate, then you're committed to eliminating Medicare and privatizing Social Security.
Right.
So that really only leaves two options.
What are those?
Bob Portman from the great state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Even if he was Bush's budget director and oversaw $400 billion surplus becoming a $400 billion deficit in 2 years.
But that's okay.
But that's okay. It was a Republican deficit,
exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
And my pick for his running mate is Senator John Thune of South Dakota.
Mr. Boring. Tall. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Tall, dark, and handsome.
There you go.
Boring, bland, white bread ticket. That's what Romney wants.
Yeah.
Because you look over all of America, and there's only one man more bland, boring, and less dynamic than Mitt Romney. It's John Thune.
John.
He's the man.
Okay.
There you go, folks.
Romney Thune. Although I had one other option, Jay.
And that is?
Herman Cain. They've already got a great slogan they could use. A Cadillac in every garage and a pizza in every oven.
There you go.
Bring a little soul to the ticket.
And a sense of humor to the ticket.
Exactly.
Because we know that Herman Cain is one funny, funny guy.
He's hilarious.
In every sense of the word, funny.
Well, you know what I'm in the mood for, don't you? Now that we've broken it all down.
What all of America is in the mood for.
Mm-hmm.
Molotov mocktails.
Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes.
Yep. I got a little pre-mocking of the Newtster, Newt Gingrich.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's going to be back in the news, Jay, because sometime in May, Newt Gingrich will move to Reykjavik, Iceland, prior to their June 30th presidential elections, so he can run for president of Iceland. And when he arrives, he's going to announce, "I am Beowulf."
Okay. should work out great. For old Neuterino.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in August, Ron Paul, by the way, who is still in the race, Ron Paul,
he is
still there.
Yeah.
Will announce that he is going to reinvigorate his campaign to stop Mitt Romney at the convention. And he's going to prove that he is a modern hip guy, that by doing it all through social media. Everybody go to his new MySpace page and find out the details.
Yes, very good. Later this year, Jay. Later this summer, or, you know, this upcoming summer, later this year, while attending the Summer Olympics in London,
mm-hmm.
Romney is going to be overheard saying, yeah, these are okay, but when I ran the Olympics back in Utah, we had fabulous ice dancing in a madcap contest involving ice bowling.
Ice bowling sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. Good. Some people call it curling.
Yes. And the Russian women's ice bowling team is hot.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that chick never did accept my friend request on Facebook.
That is hurtful.
That's hurtful, yes.
Yes.
But, Hillary. Hillary's been in the news.
Yeah.
Hillary, we saw all the pictures of Hillary down there in Columbia, drinking beer, dancing, out having a good time.
Getting her Clinton on.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people don't realize is that Hillary will not serve as Secretary of State in the second Obama term.
Really?
No. After Obama is sworn in for the second time, she's going to resign as Secretary of State, and she'll be replaced. Most people think she's going to rest up and run for president in 2016, but actually, she is going to change her name to her street name, Hillrod C, and become a DJ at European and South American techno disco clubs.
That's pretty exciting. That,
and she's going to bust a move.
Will she have a backup band called the Dead Fosters?
I love it. That's good.
Thank you. Ron Paul, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned him, and I mentioned the Olympics. Well, a couple weeks, someone's going to ask Ron Paul that, you know, just like Mitt Romney, are you going to attend the Olympics in London? And Ron Paul will be heard saying, no, I've never understood the Olympics. If you want a medal, make your own. Don't wait for someone to give you one.
That is so Ron Paul.
It is.
And of course, Ann Romney. We've heard a lot from Ann lately.
We love Ann.
And yes, wonderful lady.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about how she understands what it's like to struggle. She pointed out that their last year at Harvard, they were struggling so much that Mitt had to sell some of the stock from his portfolio to get him by for a while,
mm-hmm.
Just like average people have to do.
Yeah.
And so she's going to continue this theme of talking about struggling. In her next speech, she's going to talk about how there was a time when they only had two houses and one Cadillac.
That's rough.
Rough, rough, rough. And I have one about us, and it's really as much an administrative announcement as anything
really?
Else. We had talked about the new IWS World Headquarters that we had set for Paducah, Kentucky, on the banks of the beautiful Ohio River.
Yes.
It's going to be moved to Cartagena, Colombia.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to try. We're gonna do the show from the Hotel Caribe.
All right. Olé, baby.
Where apparently all the parties are happening. But don't worry, ladies. Matt and I would never ask for a 2-for-1.
No, no.
No, because we wouldn't be in the same room like that.
Well, knowingly, anyway.
Yeah, well, it depends on how much tequila we've been drinking. But, you know. Anyway, there's a few Secret Service agents that are, you know, about to be former Secret Service agents, and well, we can hire them as our security staff.
There you go.
Because apparently they know where the parties are.
That's right.
And I don't really have, I know a lot of people, you know, trying to be fake outraged over the scandal. But come on. We all know that all women in Colombia look like either Shakira or Sofia Vergara. So what are you going to do? You're not going to say no to that. Come on.
No. Or as Donald Rumsfeld would probably say, hey, they were just blowing off a little steam.
There you go.
Yeah. It's tense. Tense being a Secret Service agent.
Oh, yeah. Hard work.
Yes.
Long hours.
Yes.
You're putting your life on the line every day. You get a little bit of free time. You're going to grab you a Shakira lookalike and dance the night away.
Feeling a little down because you lost your sunglasses. I understand.
Now,
I'll tell you what I don't understand, though, Jay. I just saw this. You know, if Mitt Romney is really concerned about this alleged war on women, how come him and Ann had 5 boys and no girls?
Oh, I don't know. That's interesting.
We need to look into that.
So somebody should ask him that sometime. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I was thinking, that the when we hire these ex Secret Service guys as our security staff, then we could hang out with them wearing the dark suits, and we can all talk into our cufflink.
That'd be cool. Because
I think
wouldn't
that's yeah, I think that's what the chicks dig.
Although I'd rather be like Maxwell Smart and talking to the heel of my shoe.
That too. The rest of us will be talking into the cuff link, and you'll take your shoe off. And
yeah.
Talking to your Italian loafers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, we have do not have the countdown clock. You know, it's the little things that BTR does to people.
Not to us.
I have a feeling that that this is a new thing. If you're not a premium show, you don't get the countdown clock.
That's
probably what they've done.
Yeah, they're cutting costs.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to. They're just nickel and diming us. They're trying to pick away at us. And you know, next week it'll be you know what? You only get 2 audio files.
Right.
But anyway, we have about a minute left. So.
Yep. And we're going to have another big show on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're gonna talk about being serious versus being funny. And can you get a serious point across by being funny?
Mm-hmm.
And are we really a couple of 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
You know, really, our character was impugned.
It was. It was hurtful.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that on Sunday.
And we're going to be dressing somebody down hard.
And we'll dress up.
Yes, we will.
All right, so seconds away. Thanks to everybody for listening.